Holidays. We are the Multimedia Men, and this is podcast number 17.
Amazing.
Hey.
Yes.
17 weeks. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
Gotti Elkon.
Hey, we're legal in the state of Texas, by the way.
Legal for what?
December.
Like fornication?
What?
What?
Whoa, hey.
What are you doing
with cats?
Huh?
Or children.
Have you gotten the horses again? Gwen Reyes is here, too.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah!
That already happened.
Happy Christmas.
Always gotta go to animals. The Kwanzaa.
Well, here's our In the News segment.
I like that zebra horse thing. Like zebra. Half zebra. Like
oh, Gotti, since you're like South a liger? American or South African, do you get to celebrate Kwanzaa?
No, because it's fake.
How do you feel about Mandela dying?
It was sad.
Is nothing real to you, Gotti?
Why do you have to ruin people's lives, Gotti?
Wow, they're horses. I don't ruin
you
their lives.
You do have that tattoo of Nelson Mandela, though.
I make them happy.
On my...
Says Nelson's my homeboy.
Is that I thought it was right over his heart.
Yeah,
it is.
Nelson is my homeboy. It's not actually a picture of Mandela though. It's a picture of Morgan Freeman as Mandela
from Invictus.
Because the tattoo artist was kind of confused.
Yes, or as Sidney Poitier as Mandela. Sidney's
or
on the other side.
Or my new favorite Idris Elba.
Idris Elba
doing his best Morgan Freeman impression.
He was the Mandela of the ages, I think.
No, he's not. No, Morgan Freeman is the Mandela.
No, I saw Morgan Freeman. Idris is better.
No, he can't get his voice. Morgan looks like him and has his voice spot on.
So
Idris sounds
Idris.
Like no, he doesn't.
Idris
have you
like
heard Nelson Mandela?
Morgan Freeman.
Nelson Mandela's got like
Idris
a
looked
time.
Like.
Have you met
he
the guy?
He was a little too buff for
you.
Him.
Did.
He's also got
I
that
met
swagger.
Him and
DeClaire.
Yeah.
Like he's constantly.
But he's
so
I bet you
he's
did.
So
I did.
And he's like constantly
really?
Making
yeah.
room for his balls that are swinging. And I'm just like, I'm
let's
sorry.
Talk about Idris Elba's balls.
Let's talk about balls swinging with you.
I feel like a video every time Idris Elba walked, he was like. Making room for his balls.
Well, he's physically.
It's like a
very physical
Gaga.
Man, man. Like,
I'm just, and then he met awesome. Oprah, and I saw their picture on Instagram, and I was like, I wish I was Oprah.
I follow.
I wish I was Oprah too. I would treat Idris
but
right.
Idris just got.
I give you a call.
Idris just got engaged and is having a baby.
To who?
Sad.
Wow.
So my chances are gone with Idris.
Yeah.
No, they're still alive. You can always break up.
You
a
can
marriage.
Have. I was gonna say you could have Kevin Hart. He's single.
The poor man's Idris Elba.
Well, that's a shrunken version of Idris Elba right there.
No offense, Kevin.
Yeah, there is.
I don't want someone funnier than me, so I'm out.
So here we are with our 17th installment of In the News Radar.
Is it technically radar?
No, radar's on our radar.
Yeah, news is.
Yeah, this is like, you know.
Like a typing thing?
Old timey news.
It's just
5 minutes. You should have pulled it out.
Pull what out?
Always pull out.
23% effective.
Where did you put the tea bag, by the way?
I didn't. It's still in my cup.
She did the Roman war helmet.
She's a woman.
This is crazy.
All right. In the news.
I just met you.
You just fall down a flight of stairs and your life is fine.
New trailers for Interstellar, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and 22 Jump Street came available. They're really good. I think we posted a couple of them on
our
Facebook.
I can't wait for 22 Jump Street. Although,
it looks great.
Is Brie Larson not in this one?
No.
That's
she's not.
She's too big for it now.
She's not. They were going to college. They're not going to college together. That thing's over.
She's great.
Ice Cube's
so
in it, though.
Yeah.
It looks hilarious. But
it looks exactly like
Dave Franco. Dave Franco is in it, as well as what's his name? The guy from the
Riggle.
Guys. Yeah, Rob Riggle.
Riggle.
Interstellar looks amazing.
I didn't see
Interstellar. You didn't? Matthew McConaughey.
It's all stock footage. Is the one cool element of it? It's all stock footage of.
But he narrates.
It looks great, and it's got the end picture of him with the kid looking up.
And Nolan. So this was originally a Spielberg movie.
Yes.
And now, and Nolan
for a
took
long
over.
Time,
yeah.
Spielberg wanted to do this.
And Nolan, his brother, wrote
it. Reminds
Nolan.
Me of.
Now it's not DP'd by Wally Pfister because Pfister's doing his own movie, which, by the way, probably is gonna be the best movie of next year.
Wait, hold on.
Transcendence.
Let's talk about
which looks,
is,
sounds
has
incredible.
Has Christopher Nolan done like a domestic film before? Domestic as in a family,
Inception?
A family issue film? Like
Memento sort of is a family movie. It's about a mother, a husband and wife.
Insomnia?
Insomnia doesn't have a family.
Yeah, because this—I mean, because that's such a—this the plot of Interstellar. So
the, was the Prestige?
So
was the
I'm
Prestige?
No,
there's no family in Prestige. They're just
there's family.
Where
yeah.
There's no kids.
Yeah,
Christian
Bale has a daughter.
Like a
oh, he
fall.
Does have a daughter.
And that he has to give.
Yeah,
Dark Knight
does.
Was or Batman Begins was family, wasn't that?
Yeah, he was stupid.
No, Batman doesn't count.
Yeah, it's not his story. It's not his brother's story.
It wasn't
so
Inception a family. Didn't he want to get
oh,
back
God,
to his
yeah,
kids?
There's of course there's the whole family element of Inception.
Mall.
He wants to get back to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one I agree with.
But I'll agree with
I'll
you.
I'll shut this conversation down
but,
because that is
bad. No, but I agree with you. Spielberg, it's very family-centric space, whatever. He really likes that.
But let's be honest. This is going to be much more about the impact of wormhole technology.
It is true, but why did Spielberg drop out of Interstellar after so long?
He had to go kill some horses.
Was it? Yeah, we'll kill horse. But not only that, but isn't he doing like the attack of the robots?
Robopocalypse.
Yeah, Robopocalypse.
That's
and
still in the background.
Doing,
Chris Hemsworth, but yeah.
And he's doing something else. Oh, Halo.
He's
live action Halo.
He's doing a bunch
he's
of
doing
TV.
An adaptation of Beyoncé's great masterpiece, Halo.
Oh my god.
He's also trying to make Napoleon, Stanley Kubrick's Napoleon, into.
Oh,
TV
that's right.
Series.
Which is awesome.
I think it's the TV element though that's caught his attraction. He is trying to get much more into TV because he's still on Falling Skies producing. He hasn't jumped off that bandwagon.
And speaking of that, like Baz Luhrmann, I guess is who the one he wants to direct that. But Baz Luhrmann has also just announced he's trying to shop around a hip hop TV show about the early hip hop of the '70s.
Yep.
Grandmaster Flash.
Very theatrical.
Yeah.
Be pretty cool. But yeah, we'll post these trailers. The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes trailer is an early tease, but it's really cool. There's no James Franco in it.
Because they had to push it forward.
We had a
Fast
sneak preview. Were
back.
You not in on that interview with Kerry Russell?
Oh, we should talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
She talked a lot about it, and she says it's going to be epic.
I think it takes place 10 years after.
Yeah,
and
it is
the
10
Earth
years
is
after.
Kind of gone.
Yeah.
And isn't it... Gary Oldman's
well,
the leader of the humans.
Yeah, and it's a small group of humans, and they're you get to see two sides. You get to see them, and then what's happened to the apes.
Yeah,
I really don't like the idea of no James Franco in this movie.
I'm sure he might pop up.
He's going to pop
because
up.
That
but
was
I think,
such a heart-wrenching end at the end.
That was a great part of
it,
yeah.
But was it not John Lithgow that made that? I thought his relationship with the ape was much better.
Because
well,
they were sort of like, one was going
so
one way, one was going
good.
The other way. It was definitely a good... parallel.
But this is totally going to be awesome.
I loved the first one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I look forward to it. So we'll post those trailers.
What is this one called? Dawn of the Apes?
Dawn
yes.
of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
They have to go these long titles.
It's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words, guys.
Moving on. Golden Globe nominees were announced. I was surprised that Rush got nominated for Best Picture for Drama.
You
I do not
Well, you have to understand that because they get to split it. So if you looked at like the comedy,
all the comedies
most of those
are dramas.
Dramas.
But like Way Way Back was not mentioned.
It's really weird.
Yeah, no, like
it's crazy.
Mud
was not mentioned.
No, because everybody's obsessed with Dallas Buyers Club. I think everybody's forgotten about Mud and the Way Way
Mud's
Back.
Mud's a better
which
film.
Are both such great.
Mud's
films.
A better performance.
Yeah,
I was. It was.
They
was
got TV
acid.
Right.
They
got TV a lot.
Well, and that's what I think is really interesting because with the Golden Globes versus like SAG. Golden Globes are voted by critics. They're voted by people that are going to the films, whereas the SAGs are all buddy buddies. They're all their colleagues. So it's like, who do we like the most? Right
so who
now?
Do you think was snubbed?
In which one? Golden
any
Globes,
of the any of the big ones? Yeah.
I definitely feel,
the Golden Globes.
I feel like for Golden Globes, like the Way Way Back script was definitely snubbed because that was a really really solid script. And
mm-hmm.
Mud, I was really disappointed that there was no Mud.
I'm shocked.
The Golden
Mud,
Globes, I was
yeah.
a lot happier with than I was with SAG because the SAG.
I love that Andy Samberg was nominated for
I did too.
9.
Did you?
Yeah,
I love that.
Dude,
show.
Dude, the show is actually.
Are
really
you watching
good.
That show?
No.
It's hilarious.
Isn't that the same guy who does Scrubs?
Yeah. He's
no,
really
no,
wild.
He's really
tone
Parks
and Rec.
Parks and
Rec all about him. It's
a
really good ensemble.
And
a lot of the supporting cast is Terry Crews.
I do like Terry Crews a lot.
It's really good. Go spend the holiday just binge watching that and the Goldbergs. Those are my two favorites.
The Goldbergs.
Right
yeah.
Goldbergs.
It grew
that needs to get for writing.
Yeah.
I like the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Goldbergs
I like
is really good.
Like that.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed that Malin. I don't think Malin Ackerman got.
Yeah.
Trophy Wife's actually been
really
good.
Really
it's
it.
Getting better.
It's the Christmas episode they had was amazing.
I've liked it ever since day one. That was my favorite show. But I was also disappointed that there's still so much Downton Abbey love. I don't feel like this season was particularly
well. There was no Mad Men nominations this time, which is
they're saving Mad Men for next year.
It wasn't, it wasn't that good this year.
But what are you talking about? It was amazing this year.
I don't watch it. I don't watch it.
And Homeland got a nomination.
You should borrow
them. Well, deservedly. Homeland is bullshit.
Yeah.
Except for this week, they actually did something right.
I heard that like there was like a
which
crazy
they should have done last
season finale.
What they did this week, they should have done last year.
It's pretty much did somebody major die?
Anymore, right? That's the whole premise of the show.
Did somebody major die?
A major character dies.
Is it Claire Danes?
Claire Danes sleeps with terrorists. That's
it's got to be
premise
of Montoya, right?
Yes.
She sniffs out terrorists with her vagina. Because
he killed my father.
So, who do you want to win?
Tatiana?
Because I do want Tatiana.
Yeah, she'd
be
awesome.
That'd
be awesome.
She deserves it.
Especially since she was snubbed by the SAGs. People in the industry don't like her. Which is weird.
Which is crazy.
But this is
I don't think they
Leonardo
know her,
DiCaprio.
Though.
I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio has an award coming for him, and he will never win it because everybody hates him.
He has Gatsby and Wolf of Wall Street this year.
But Gatsby is, man.
How did Gatsby? That's a nomination I don't understand. Gatsby is not that good.
I like Gatsby.
Because it's pretty.
Go
see Great
Leo
was great,
and McGuire was great in it too. And
I love
the other guy.
That's in my top 10.
Leonardo is great in Wolf of Wall Street. Like, he definitely should get nominated, I feel. Like,
his performance in Django and not getting nominated for that is still, like,
is,
the biggest upset.
Yeah, that's... It's like my
hands
Keaton
down
not getting nominated for that.
But surprisingly, Michael Fassbender is getting a lot of love this year.
But he was great, though. But
no,
he was
Cumberbatch, to me, was a better acting role than Fassbender just being mean.
Well, but...
And you know
is,
what? His wife, Sarah... What's her face?
Collins.
That was
that
a dynamic
was, and that
character.
Was a smart,
she was great.
Yes.
A nomination for her.
Yes.
That was really, really good.
And Jessica Lange for American
but
Coven. She, totally in on that.
That show is so good.
I still love that show.
I hope that show wins for
them. Bitches
best
are evil.
Well, it should, and that's well behind the candelabra.
Yeah, that's hard. See, that's really hard because I loved Behind the Candelabra all
good movie.
Year long,
yeah.
And now I love American Horror Story.
Definitely
so oddly enough, weird, going back to Rush nominated for Best Drama, was anything else Rush nominated for any category?
I don't think so.
No.
Which is, that's weird to me. Like, I would feel like a Best Picture would be nominated for
now, anything. The guy that played, not the lead character, but the other driver.
Daniel Brühl.
Yeah. He's been talked about as potential
didn't
for
he
supporting.
Get nominated for something?
He got nominated, but it wasn't
for
Golden
set?
Globe.
I don't think he was nominated
or
for...
Maybe he got nominated for...
He got something like New York...
Inglorious Bastards. I don't think he was nominated for Inglorious Bastards.
Because he's in a couple other... He's in The Fifth Estate, and he's also... I just saw him in something else.
Which, if The Fifth
Who?
Estate gets any love, they should
he's also
it's
in... he's also in
movies.
American
it
Hustle.
He did the worst performance of the whole year.
He's in American Hustle as the boss of Louis C.K.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, let's talk about the fact that out of American Hustle, all the people got nominated except for Louis C.K. And he was so good in that movie.
Yeah,
the ice machine.
Let's get back to the fact: why did all those people get nominated?
I agree.
They were all great
this year.
They didn't
do you think
do
they're the best
different.
Actors?
They didn't do anything different.
It was a great ensemble.
Was it?
I thought that
it's a
Wolf
great
Wall
show.
Street.
It
looks
was
like a better ensemble.
Like the thing about American Hustle is that there's no depth. There's no really meaning to the movie. It's just a great spectacle to see on screen.
So why not Inside Llewyn Davis, where you have John Goodman
but,
acting like a great character?
I agree. Inside Llewyn Davis has all
and
of that.
F. Murray Abraham just sitting
he was
there,
only there for
stoic.
But American Hustle,
a great role,
oh, yeah.
though.
Which was originally titled American Bullshit, I think will appeal to audiences more than Inside Llewyn Davis.
Will it?
I love
I don't
it
think
Inside
Llewyn
Davis.
Llewyn Davis is going to have a good chance of appealing to a lot of people. It's not.
It's not because it's a Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, but it's also not like True Grit or There Will Arise.
Well, it's not O Brother, Where Art Thou? Or
it's not as mainstream as some of the other stuff.
But it's still
definitely
amazing.
A great movie.
It is.
But
the fact that they've got a hallway that leads up to doors like that is the most brilliant production value I've ever seen.
For one of the dramas, I was really happy to see.
I was
happy to see Captain Phillips. Getting a lot of love this season.
For him
and the
Somali actor.
It's really good.
That dude was awesome.
I think in 2 years that movie will be completely forgotten.
No, not the final moments that Hanks has
in
when he's
10 minutes,
with that
absolutely.
Flawless.
Yeah. But you have to sit through the 2.5 hours.
But you need
that.
You've
got
to see him be that character up until that moment. I'm shocked All His Loss isn't getting more love.
Yeah. But
that movie
is
incredible.
I think that ruined that movie for
go ahead.
I think that ruined that movie for me is the actual crew from the boat in real life said that Captain Phillips was a giant asshole.
Which you have to be, though.
Yeah,
he was kind of an asshole in the movie, let's be honest.
Yeah.
He was a dick in the movie.
But it is weird that this
Not
year
I can't hate Tom Hanks.
That there are no true comedy
I love you, Tom Hanks.
comedy and nominations. Like, all it really just felt like, here's some dramas and here's some other dramas.
Yeah. The Way Way Back's the big
snub. Like,
snub.
The Way Way Back, I also felt like The Heat was really discounted.
Yeah,
I
actually, Short Term 12 was discounted.
Weird
Millers
is funny.
Yeah.
So, and those are all comedies.
And what about The Return of
missing.
Peg and what The Frost?
Oh,
I thought that would get a little love.
This is the end, also.
It needs to
The World's End?
The World's End.
It was okay.
I like This is the End better than The World's End.
Edgar Wright's movies need
to be
nominated.
But there's no way Seth Rogen
like,
and those
right.
guys get a nomination.
Yeah, for editing.
Even though they should. It's Neighbors crazy. Looks kind of interesting.
I'm also a little disappointed in the music
yeah.
nominations right now. Mostly.
They gave U2's song for Mandela, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I think
song
Let
was
It
good
Go
in the
is
movie.
Gonna
the Coen Brothers song
needs
yeah.
to be
to the
yeah.
song at
which
the
is
end.
Funny because it's the Please Mr. Kennedy and not the Wing song. Because that Wing
Farewell.
Song is beautiful.
Like, it's,
yeah.
not, it's not an original song.
It's, oh, it's
an,
on original
it's Bob Dylan.
It's, it, no, it's before
the,
Bob Dylan. Dave Van Ronk.
Did they
oh,
give
that's
the,
right.
the,
yeah.
the Ed Sheeran song at the end of Hobbit? Did they give that one?
Oh, that was so good.
Was
just
it?
Just repeated the same
that
word
annoyed
over
the
and over.
Yeah,
and over
fire.
And
that's
oh.
what said Sheeran.
That's what's hot right now.
One word songs are the best songs.
They switched
there.
Lego House to.
And then some song from Sweeter Than some song called Sweeter Than Fiction from a movie called One Chance, and I was like, "What's this One Chance movie?"
It's it got delayed until next year.
I'd rather have a no name that I don't know though than some of the crap that they.
What about
up?
The whole controversy with the Lana Del Rey song from Great Gatsby that's going on?
So we all
the Oscars right now.
Let It Go is going to win.
What's the
Academy.
Controversy?
Yeah,
no
because
way
Great Gatsby changed its release date, it's not eligible.
Really?
Yeah. It's a stupid rule. So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is so? I have a question then. Is August
Osage County?
Is that not eligible either?
It's eligible
it
because
is.
It's already opened in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Because those are some performances that need to get a little bit of love.
Julia Roberts' performance in that was mind blowing. It was so subtle.
I have to see
so
that to believe
good.
It.
And if you're talking scripts, that's Tracy Letts. That's quality.
That's great. I really liked that film. I know it's a really polarizing film, but I really connected to it and really loved it. And I think that it's going to be one of those ones that. If you have crazy family members or any of that, you're going to love it, and it's going to be painful.
Did you like Nebraska, then?
I haven't seen Nebraska. There's a lot of movies.
I've got the mom from Nebraska.
She got nominated.
Well, she's also on The Millers now, which I thought was awesome.
Margo Martindale?
No, June
no.
Squibb.
June Squibb is her mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the grandma.
Yeah.
Ferris.
I love Margo Martindale.
That's an underrated
She was
show.
Great in August of Beach County. I like that movie. I like the play.
The play is polarizing. Tracy Letts is quality for writers that we need to like. Especially, I mean, his plays are amazing. Him and McDonough. Since
and I liked.
About
I mean, the biggest problem with August of Sage County was really the directing of that. The direction of that film was not solid, but the script was great and the acting was really good.
That's tough. John Wells is good. He does Shameless and he did ER.
Yeah, but it felt it.
He's
it
very TV oriented.
Right.
He's not a film
right.
guy. He made that Ben Affleck movie, Company Men, which wasn't very good.
Okay.
He's a TV guy. Shameless, that's John Wells at his best.
Yeah.
Not film. I agree with you. It's not on the same... Like, Tracy Letts needs a director that's bold. John Wells
that's
keeps
why
it
he
in
works
the house.
Really well with William Friedkin.
Yeah. Killer Joe, underrated
Great
movie.
Great movie.
Underrated movie. People need to notice that.
I wanted Matt McConaughey to win something.
I had
that.
To fast forward.
Or Gina Gershon.
I thought Gina was incredible.
She was incredible.
She took it. Champ.
She did. All right, moving on. Those are Golden Globe
That's
nominees.
That's how we're ending it with
that.
The
yeah, Gina Gershon, the fried chicken. Southern fried goodness.
I want some chicken now.
Oh, can we go eat chicken after
we
this?
We can
one?
Do chicken.
Let's do that.
All right.
Chicken of the cake.
All right. Moving on. It is just announced that they are making a Gilligan's Island movie with Josh Gad.
I'm down.
Writing, producing, and starring.
But they're not saying if he's going to be Gilligan or the skipper.
He's got to be the skipper, right? Is he going to lose weight?
He might.
You can be fat.
You can
be a professor.
Yeah, you can change it up.
Give me a professor.
If he's Marianne, I'll
Ooh,
go see
he's
it.
He's Mr. Howe.
Red, I want Paul Rudd to be the professor.
That would be great.
If they went like Gad is Gilligan and kind of
that would be a good
and,
recast
oh, yeah.
for
a
another movie, another time.
Just, yeah, that would be really fun. Recast the.
But
Josh
yeah,
it's gold. Let's
I
but,
love
but
gold.
Let's go back
gold.
In time here for a second.
He made Frozen. Great.
Let's look at statistics.
Frozen is not good.
Statistics.
But part of it is
Get out of here. Off. Frozen is a delight.
Only for
Do
you.
Do you not love things that are wonderful?
No.
Let's look at statistics.
Oh,
what TV shows have done really well and been good transferred into movies?
Lost in Space.
Point. Exactly.
Sex in the City.
Oh, Sex in the City made
so
a lot of money.
There's also Starsky and Hutch, which wasn't great either. There's also
Get Smart.
Well, wasn't good.
Inspector Gadgets.
What's the one?
Had
the
three
car?
Sequels.
What was the one
21
with
21 Jump
Smurfs?
Street? What?
21 Jump Street is
Smurfs?
An exception to the rule. But there, what was the one with Ben Stiller and
Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
Wasn't
no, that's Starsky.
That's Starsky.
No,
there was
that?
The other one.
Sean William Scott
Knoxville.
And Johnny Knoxville.
The one that broke in
Dukes of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard was terrible too. So do you
Brady see, Bunch.
They don't make good movies. I'm just like, why? Why is Hollywood still trying to do TV?
Serenity.
Because the scripts are already Brian. I'll tell you why. Because the scripts are already done. That's why. Because they don't have
the
to.
Because Hollywood likes.
And a lot of the times, the scripts are done, and then they're like, oh, this is a lot like this show.
Yeah.
Star Trek? Hollywood doesn't like an original,
Joss Whedon
original
Star
idea.
Star Trek is a great example.
But, yeah, I agree. That's an exception to
talking,
the rule.
I'm not talking the new Star Trek. The original
X-Files.
Star Trek. X-Files movie is not the same as the show.
Yeah, that's
tap,
true.
That's
Scooby-Doo.
Right.
What about the Simpsons movie? That's a pretty good movie.
Oh, the Simpsons movie was really fun.
But they like rewrote that like 50 times over 20 years.
You're right. Josie and the Pussycats?
I actually know.
I can go on and on.
Spider Pig.
Spider Pig.
You're right. He's sweet.
TV
from
does
a web.
On
no,
the
we
big
can't.
Screen.
Because he's a
there's exceptions, but yeah.
It's not many, though.
It's
I agree
like
with Brian.
Game,
it's a good
it's
question.
Like video game adaptation.
Yeah, but yeah, but why do I
why
don't
does
know
Hollywood have a fascination of
with
taking
TV?
Stuff
because
from TV?
Statistics
because
show that
a,
they don't
same
do
as,
well.
It's because it's got a built-in audience already.
Yeah, it's
the same
as making a movie out of a book.
Yeah. It's got a built-in audience.
No,
and
it's not the same as making a movie out of the book because you're giving the book a visual component. You're
but
giving the book something. Now, it's
the
reason
all about
why
the built-in
books,
audience. You got people there. You got people. You got people
but that
can't
that
are
be the only rationale. TV. It's easier.
But with Gilligan's Island, most of those
made,
people are
movies.
Don't go to movie theaters anymore.
But you know what? Most people also probably watched Gilligan's Island on repeats, like I did. And loved the Gilligan Island.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys
watch
the Gilligan's Island made-for-TV movie where they got off the island?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I watched the one with
did
the Harlem Globetrotters.
Did you watch the really bad reality show? The real Gilligan's Island? Where they try to cast each other?
Somehow the house had a son.
And you were like, where did she come
from? Do you need some more scotch?
I'm good.
You sure? I'll have another one. You want another scotch?
That was... We'll do it for the next one, yeah.
Speaking of
Gilligan's
Island,
our next
movie
next.
Oh, Scooby-Doo
oh,
also.
I like the Scooby-Doo movies.
Well,
I love James Gunn.
Tap that break.
Sorry, James Gunn's my favorite. I will follow him to the end.
Yeah,
Ryan
Ben
Ryan
Affleck is
not
a quality.
I love James Gunn. So speaking of TVs into movies, they just announced that, Adam?
Naked Gun's going to be rebooted with Ed Helms.
Ed Helms. Yeah, Naked Gun, which used to be Police Files,
yeah.
His TV show.
Police Squad.
Naked Gun turned into three movies, and they're rebooting it with Ed Helms as Lieutenant Frank Drebin, which
I
is great.
I don't know.
It's interesting. It's hard to replace Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, it is. But I think Ed Helms is a perfect choice for that. I just hope they get OJ out of jail and have him play Nordberg
Ooh,
again.
What's the guy with the teeth that are missing? That's Michael Strahan.
What's his name died, right?
How do you throw Michael Strahan
under
the bus?
Yes.
He's not OJ.
Hightower?
I'm
He's
totally
could
too.
Be.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan,
he's
yeah.
He's funny. And
yeah.
I'd rather see him than OJ in the movie, that's for sure.
OJ's in jail.
That's
it's
right.
True. Have you ever watched...
Release for 30 days to go shoot the scenes and go back.
Have y'all watched the commentary, listen to the commentary on Naked Gun? It's great because when OJ Simpson pops on screen, they all say like, who is this guy?
I love it.
Who's this guy? But it would be great. And what's the guy? Robert Goulet, is he dead?
Hey,
it's
Amica Plaza.
Because... Robert Goulet is in 2. It would be great if he showed
he's
up.
Dead. I think
I don't
he's
know.
He'd really die in real life. He
we
might
know
have.
Leslie
yeah.
Nielsen's dead.
If you
we
can
all
get
know Leslie
Goulet,
Nielsen.
You can get Leather.
His brother?
Yeah.
Or Will Ferrell playing Robert Goulet?
Yeah. you can find
Robert Goulet.
It would be great. But I'm excited about this. Naked
Bring
Gun being returned. I just hope they start out the movie with the POV shot of the sirens.
And they have to. It's
yeah.
a classic.
That is a classic. And I think one of my favorite openings, we've talked about this in movies, was Naked Gun 2 at the
oh, yeah.
dinner scene with the president and the Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, man. It's
a classic. So I'm excited about that. Moving on, Gwen, you might be excited about this. They're doing a fourth Dragon Tattoo book, Girl with a Dragon Tattoo
yeah,
book.
Yeah, but it's funny because it's written by a completely different author.
Yeah, so they found a book, the fourth
dead.
One, right?
He's dead.
Oh, yes, guys, I know Stieg Larsson is no longer with us.
They found
his death was under was under like questionable circumstances, but they did find a manuscript.
But it was for the fifth book. It wasn't actually for a fourth book. It was,
he
jumped ahead for some reason.
But there's also family issues and who owns the rights to the books and blah, blah.
Ironically, kind of like the movie.
Money!
Family issues.
I'm not a... But you know what? I will say. Sorry.
Nazi.
It's hard. B.C. Andrews, one of my favorite authors, died young. And has had a 25-year career with a ghostwriter writing her books for her. So maybe Stieg Larsson has a good chance.
Well, you know, worked with Robert Ludlum. There's something like another Bourne.
Oh, that turned out to be shit.
Yeah. The V.C. Andrews books are really good. So I'm closer to V.C. Andrews.
It's not the same as Robert writing.
So what else has this guy written?
With there is a new Godfather book.
You don't know him?
No. I only, for the Scandinavian authors, I only know like Sarah Bladell.
What about Joe Nesbo?
Love Joe Nesbo.
Yeah.
Nothing looks more beautiful.
He's in like
than 20.
He's in like 20 TV shows next year.
But are you excited for a fourth book? Do you think the story can continue just as well as
the story
as personally?
Can continue. I've never been a fan of the series because I don't do rape. But
have.
I beg to differ.
Yeah.
Can't rape.
I like when David Fincher does
there you
it
go.
Though.
Can't rape
consent.
It's always
classy. Right?
Just
it's
say yes. Classy.
It's just rough at that.
It's
point.
Rough.
Just say yes.
It's very damn rough.
Just say the word yes.
I make it dainty.
I think dainty. No in Swedish is yes, right?
It's not rape as long as you say surprise.
She said
right?
Yes. Consent. You heard it.
The
Downy
Bear is there.
There's a rape scene in Mob City with a green plantain going up. A,
stop it. It's
oh
not
God.
True. Is that true?
No,
yeah,
no way.
TNT. But
why's it got to be a plantain?
Oh,
you can't.
Because.
Over now, I just missed my. Okay.
No, no, no. This
okay.
Wednesday is the finale.
Okay, good. I have a little.
Yeah,
but it's the other gangster owns
that
was
like, guess tonight?
Banana company.
Don't ruin it.
It doesn't ruin it.
It's ruined. It's been ruined. Moving on.
All right, moving on. The National Film Registry has added Roger and Me, Pulp Fiction, and Mary Poppins to their list.
As well as Forbidden Planet, Magnificent Seven, The Right Stuff, and more.
It's pretty awesome. I'm excited to see Roger and Me in the National
what
Film
is
Registry.
What are the like parameters to get into?
Yeah, what is the National Film Registry? What is
they
that?
Only allow 25 movies each year.
And it has to be like significantly like cultural
significance.
And like important.
We're totally on board with the right word.
And I wanted, I think Human Centipede needs to be in there. It
There's
is
no
it's
way.
Important.
Stop with your campaign
yeah.
for Human Centipede.
I am going to.
It's never going to win an honorary Oscar prize.
Yes, it will.
It's never.
You're going to take three Oscars and just glue them ass to
me. There you go.
Why not? That'd be amazing.
They basically preserve the film and make sure it's there for everyone to see in the future. So, yes.
And it's open to view by anyone.
Right.
That's the big thing.
Oh, that
it's,
is.
It's crazy that Pulp Fiction Roger Me's on there with all these movies that have been around.
Why?
For years.
These
no,
are
that's
pretty
great. I love
movies.
That. Pulp
yeah.
Fiction came out in 94. And it's great that it's already
there.
So
there must
in
be
there.
like a 20 year.
Like but like
a,
Pulp
like
Fiction and Mary Poppins, it's
yeah.
amazing.
Time, kind of, yeah.
Well, cause like,
I think it's 20 years.
It has to be something huh? like that where something gets eligible and then they.
Yeah,
it.
It's kind of like. Yeah, it's like
it's
a
like
Hall
the Rock
of Fame.
Because I'm super excited about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducting Nirvana this year. Like, that's.
Yeah,
it was a decent year.
Some other years, though, the rock and roll.
It was a decent
year.
Year.
We got them,
this year's
Hall & Oates, and Peter Gabriel.
Hall
&
Oates.
Gabriel, yes.
Peter Gabriel, it's
and
a shame he hasn't been inducted previously.
Well, he
thank
was for Genesis, but not for himself, because it had to be...
Yeah.
Is he not bigger than Genesis?
He's bigger than Genesis.
I think he's bigger than Genesis.
Well, is Sting in?
Kenny Loggins?
But I don't know if Sting is.
Sting isn't yet. What did
yeah.
you call? What did you say?
I have some more news.
You have some more news.
Oh, I got some news. Let me do my news
ooh,
first.
No.
Oh, Conway style.
Minor cheesy. Well, not
okay,
cheesy.
Okay, news fast then.
Yeah, I got two little things. One.
Stop fighting, mommy.
They just announced a sequel to the Bible.
You knew it was
getting,
coming.
Getting a release. AD. Yes.
Mark Burnett makes money hand over fist than anything he does.
Heyo.
Wait, wait,
so that's coming out
what?
In 2015.
You know who
the History Channel
is.
Did that.
Yeah.
So for people
survivor.
That want to know what happened after the Bible ended.
But what I think is interesting to point out is the fact that the History Channel did the Bible and NBC is now doing AD.
Yeah.
So it's
and they're also doing a movie.
That's a
several movies. Terrible.
That's
well,
what that
History,
is.
History Channel is probably on the same.
It's the same
of,
realm,
but
they're moving it network. Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah,
History
money.
Channel blew up with the Bible.
Yeah, but we know that.
That's why they were able to get do that simulcast of Bonnie and Clyde.
I think the History
well,
Channel
also,
needs to make
well, the Bible before the Bible was Hatfield and McCoy.
Yeah.
That's what really got them on the map.
That's
and
true.
And they have,
before that was Pawn Stars, so.
Well, and they have the
an endless
there's nothing really history.
They have that series coming out
on
UConn.
That's why I love
the
Anchorman.
Dad,
channel.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be awesome.
It's a mythological creature and a ghost.
So yeah, UConn is going to be great.
I'll let you guys know what I think of UConn when I see
that's definitely
it.
Oh, I know.
UConn looks like it might be good.
You know, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you're going to love it. Because
and it's based off of a
Tim Roth
by a woman. So I'm excited.
Yeah, so it's going to be good stuff. And then my other just... they finally set a release date for Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
I'm very excited
Adam Scott's
about that.
On board.
Well, I'm mad that John Cusack didn't come back.
It's, yeah, it's
what
a
else
shame.
Is he doing?
It's a dick
it
move.
It's going to be weird because
Clark.
Move wasn't
yeah.
Clark Duke
part.
Like his like nephew?
Rob Corddry's son.
Oh, it's Rob Corddry's son.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, okay.
Huh. So he is able to come back.
I want Clark Duke to do
this. It confused me there a little bit. But yeah, but apparently they go in the future instead of the past.
Final movie.
Oh! We'll see what happens. Oh!
Sorry.
Gotti just got back from the future. Stopped his phone from falling.
Gotti just passed a...
Did y'all see the Michael Bay trailer, by the way?
Which one?
That
Which
new
one?
Film? Ooh. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
Oh, it's fine. You do it
Which movie?
The new Michael Bay film about...
Oh, yeah,
travel,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Never
well,
to
welcome
anything,
to Tomorrow.
Shut up.
It just happens.
Why is it you mean to me? Go ahead.
Welcome to Tomorrow. That's what you're talking about.
Looks
yes.
horrible.
It's going to be good.
Transformers 4.
Thank you.
I have... they just announced that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's most likely going to be the new Sandman.
I'm not excited
Sandman
about
show.
That.
Why?
It's going to be awesome.
He's a like, very dynamic
Wait,
actor.
Did they say like he was going to like, direct and write?
And produce
Are you
also?
Upset it's not Ben Affleck?
I am.
And
Who
ben,
would you want it to play, though?
I don't know if I want
Ben Affleck's an American treasure, Gotti.
So is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He was on Third Rock from
he's
the
He's a good
sun.
Choice for a character. I don't think he's going to be directing.
Excuse me. Angels in the Outfield
he's
were
producing.
The greatest movies of our time.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is our angel. Let's get through it.
I can see,
see
him,
it when
I
believe it.
Great acting, great maybe producing, but directing is going to be... he did good for Don John.
He was okay with Don John. It
Don
was a good
was a
first
fun
effort,
movie.
But
right.
not...
It's a good it's a fun
but you're
movie.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's a great directorial
but
career.
See,
yeah.
I think
he tried some
sort of
stuff
that
didn't
you know,
work, but...
Mark Webb sort of...
He shouldn't have acted
his
in his
feature,
first directing
threw him
piece.
An amazing
right. It's a hell of a lot better than Shia LaBeouf.
And now they're thinking maybe Joseph Gordon
steals
the same thing.
Fucking
Don John had his own little film.
Can we talk about that?
Shia has hit the fan.
Why are people not more upset about that? He stole someone else's work.
All the time
and
Hollywood.
He stole somebody else's apology, too. The
like,
apology
that
made
kid
he,
is
he,
useless. And
so
as a Jew, I'm sad he's part of
he
our
had
group.
He so much potential.
I always loved Even Holes. Stevens.
He was great
Even
in that
Stevens.
Holes movie.
That's what I was saying, Holes.
Even
Holes
Stevens.
Was awesome with Sigourney Weaver.
Stevens.
He
I love the girl in
the
Even Stevens.
At least he
yeah.
came,
yeah, I like the girl
at least he
oh,
came
yeah.
out and apologized, even if the apology was somebody else's apology.
He only came out and apologized because he got caught.
Yeah, it's true.
He's a useless fool.
Shiloh. And then those, I cannot with that movie. Like, I that new
Nymphomaniac
movie.
I
want to
see that.
Actually, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I will see anything
but.
Lars Van Trier.
Anything where Shia LaBeouf's naked.
Well, sorry, but they're only releasing the 4-hour version, not the 5.5-hour version.
You didn't like
version.
That?
I got ill.
I like that movie.
I got
what about Antichrist? Ill. Do you like that?
I just removed that from my Netflix queue.
I'll let you borrow it. I have it. It's good.
I think he was great in iRobot. I liked him in iRobot.
Go away. Just
Constantine.
Go away.
And Constantine.
Constantine actually was.
Okay,
yeah.
Constantine is a classic.
That's actually his best
Gavin
performance.
Gavin Rossdale was
That's his best
I'm so mad that they haven't made a sequel to that because it's such a good movie.
It was
just
go
well, it's coming
away.
To TV, so
just
we should recast that sometime.
Just
yeah.
go Constantine? Away, all of y'all.
I like Keanu Reeves.
In Ben Affleck news,
Ben
Affleck and Matt
How
Damon
do you like them apples?
Are producing.
That's Matt. That's not Ben.
They're producing John Krasinski's new film because they're throwing him in a bone, you know, since Promised Land did so terrible.
I don't mind John Krasinski writing.
It's an action adventure, and he's actually being co-written by Oren Uziel, who did The Kitchen Sink. But
yeah.
I bet he is.
What happened to John? He had such a promising career. What happened?
He,
you like that?
He married Emily
he's
Blunt.
Fine.
That's all.
He's
yeah.
living off of Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
And he's living off of Office syndication money.
Yeah, I would live off Emily Blunt.
He's not doing anything anymore.
He's having a baby.
With Emily.
Then also, we talked about this a little bit last...
A cool hit couple that everyone
last week,
out.
But Emilia Clarke is now confirmed as Sarah Connor in the new Terminator.
That's
movie.
True. They were looking at Brie Larson and Emilia Clarke.
I would like
but
to
since
see
Alan
well, at least
Taylor,
we know there's probably going to be tons of nudity now.
Well, since Alan Taylor's directing...
We got that to look for.
Alan Taylor's directing the Terminator, it makes sense because they work together on Game of Thrones. So I thought they were going to
yeah.
do that, but I wanted Brie to get the role. But
Brie Larson?
It made
yeah.
sense
Brie
to
Larson
make Emilia...
So, well, never mind.
I don't know if that's strong.
Linda
she's
what?
She's
awesome. I was going to say she's so plain looking. But
her dynamic.
Then I remember Linda
yeah.
Hamilton. And I was
yeah.
like, never mind.
No, man, Brie would be awesome.
Kind of scary.
But since Amelia and Alan have worked together,
I'm not intimidated by Brie Larson.
They'd do it.
No, Brie Larson.
I could be intimidated by Amelia Clark, but yeah, Linda Hamilton.
That's sweet. I'm glad they're rebooting it. McGee's not a part of it, thank God.
Good.
Yeah. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is returning as Terminator.
It's going to be like a CGI version of him, obviously.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
No, he's going to be the scientist that they introduced in the last Terminator.
What about Edward Furlong?
He has to get out of his rut right now.
Or Nick
Poor
Stahl.
Guy.
Well, him and Nick Stahl.
Nick Stahl, they can both come back. I mean, they'd
one
be good. Like, all
I like Nick Stahl a lot.
One
better.
Time I had dinner with
not
Nick Stahl.
Not
he was at a Chili's in Frisco.
He's from the Dallas area.
Plano.
So is Jimmy Renner.
And
if y'all want to
be cool dinner across the. He was having dinner at the booth next to me.
This is like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe?
No, I was still in college.
Was it when they were shooting Night of
the
White Pants?
Yeah, probably Night of the White Pants. He was in town for like a 6 months.
No, it was like Christmas, so I think it was like he was visiting his family.
Nice. All right.
And I guess the final piece of news, Brian is back from the dead.
Yes, he is.
Bullshits.
Brian,
you died?
Griffin. It's a complete publicity
stunt. Oh, Family Guy.
And
talking about Family Guy.
Not
Brian Kluger.
I totally believe that they were going to kill
Brian Kluger. Has risen. He has risen.
When did you die?
He's Jesus, guys. It was a Jew.
He's the Jewish Jesus.
Brian Griffin.
No, who's Jesus?
Brian Kluger.
Brian Kluger is Jesus.
It's Jesus. You're thinking of Kanye.
But I really thought that Brian was really dead only because I was like, it's a good opportunity for Seth MacFarlane to move on and he's been doing other stuff. So I was like, this is his.
But he does a ton of their voices on the show.
I'm going to shock y'all.
They're number one licensing character.
I'm going to say this.
Quagmire.
The Simpsons currently
know, so
is better
everyone's
than Family Guy.
I take all that back.
Simpsons is always
not true.
No,
that is very true.
Like
very
true.
The last two seasons of The Simpsons has been flawless.
And you know what's also good?
But they have sucked balls for a long time. Family Guy was brilliant when it first started.
And
now it's getting very freaking
old. That happens, though, you know.
Seth MacFarlane needs to stop trying to do every damn character and be Mr.
He doesn't do the writing anymore, too. That's
you know,
one thing.
Also,
he's
always
going
always
the hell out of me.
He doesn't do the writing, so it's all
his
writers.
His writers suck.
His writers suck. He was actually a good writer, because a lot of the episodes that he did back in the day
The Simpsons, to me, is a lot funnier
but,
right now.
The writers
have you
now
seen American Dad?
Bob's Burgers.
American Dad is great.
American Dad is great, too.
The alien American Dad is freaking awesome. And the fish, I love the damn fish.
Out There is a really good show on IFC if you guys are.
Yeah.
IFC's got a lot of good funny. They had the party, Party Down or whatever.
Party Down
was Stars.
Oh, either way, that was quality.
You think of Portlandia.
You know, Stars had a lot of good stuff. Magic City got cut, and I was like, that's sad. I love that.
But with Brian dying, if you remember, they talked about it, and then once they brought him back, Seth MacFarlane went on Twitter and was like, you guys are idiots if you think we did that.
But how
you know,
did
and I was like,
know?
Come on.
Like,
I was like, you were just a ratings
like,
thing.
You were true about it. Like, if you say he's really dead, why are we.
But
we're
it was,
not going to believe anything.
Strictly, Family Guy was falling in ratings, and that's what they did. They got ratings
so
up.
So let's be honest, Seth's being a total dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know what? Seth, suck it. And Brian.
And your
I hope
your
ass gets run over again.
Please come on our show.
No one likes
Seth,
you.
Seth, I really like you.
Actually, Seth is
really I'm kidding. How's I love you on the Oscars.
How's Amelia Clark
in
bed? How's Amelia Clark in bed?
No, he was.
I can't wait for Ted 2.
Yeah, I like
Ted.
I just kind of
like Ted. That bear was adorable.
As the lone vagina at this table, Ted was terrible.
I like
how
this is coming from someone who likes this TV show Dad.
Oh, by the way, I've changed my opinion
like
of Mark Wahlberg ever since Lone
Mom's
Survivor.
Pretty bad though,
I was
too,
wrong.
But I like Allison Janney.
I'd go back for Mom for her.
But like South Park killed off Kenny for an entire season or two,
and they brought him back.
You know
what?
Yeah, but not after an episode.
No.
Was
it an episode? I think it's been like a month.
Well, because we got introduced to the devil, which was great. Satan was awesome for a while.
Yeah.
But that's a move that actually like showcases
awesome
like
then,
how ballsy those two guys are. That they did kill him off an entire season and then brought him back in such a cool way. Seth doing this is just being a total ass. And he knows it. And he's calling out his own fans for being upset. Like, F you, dude. We watch the show loyally. Like, don't screw us over by doing some publicity stunt. Do it because you really want to do a story like that. Like, Matt and Trey, they didn't do it because their fans wanted to see Kenny killed. They did it because...
Well, they killed him every episode.
But they did it because they were like, this will be cool for the show. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And they stuck with it.
I think that's what he was
saying. And that's
when
being a little bitch.
Thinking,
and that's when Butters
became... They were testing the waters to see if they could actually make a change. And it, clearly, they couldn't really shake things up
because
the fans hated
it. Stick with it because stick with the plot.
And also,
there's
a huge difference. But there's a huge difference between South Park, which takes 7 days to make, and Family Guy, which takes a year to make. Like, they knew what they were doing. They knew that they weren't going to keep him killed off.
Right.
If they were to bring him back in August or September, that would have made more sense.
Yeah.
But the fact that they were like, we're going to kill him, we're going to take a couple episodes, and we're going to come back. Neither they had it all planned.
Bottom line, Seth, you're losing in the animation world. Step it up. That's all we're saying. We love you, but do more than just stupid publicity stunts. Because Simpsons is better writing than
no
you
love.
Right now.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not on that boat.
I'd rather watch Simpsons over Family Guy at this point, and that's something I never thought I would say ever.
It happens.
Oh man, I choose Simpsons.
The writing
over
of the Simpsons.
I choose anything over Family.
The Simpsons went through about 8 years of crap.
Not at all.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were boring.
Go
back and watch them.
The only thing.
To have eight.
Go back and watch
quality.
Those episodes.
Yeah,
watch
South Park. South Park this season has been amazing. It's,
yeah.
South Park is always good.
Yeah.
Well, they've kind of gone. Not every season's been like, oh my god.
But this season's
been
great.
Who did they bring back? Kanye? Did they bring back Kanye?
That was the one.
That was the best one.
Babe, are you sure you're not a hobbit? Do you like fish sticks? Do you
like
fish sticks
like,
in your
come
mouth?
Come on, babe, are you sure you're not a hobbit?
Are you a gay fish?
You gonna have like that when it was again? No.
All right. Any moving on.
Smoking that pipe.
Moving on. Any other news?
Anyone got any more news?
Nah. That's it.
I think that's it. That is our in the news.
Explosion.